Why don't we just open it up to questions on our second round pick?
How soon did you like him? He's a name that I think we started hearing more and more about closer to the draft, but buzz around him.
Yeah, throughout the process, you know, certainly you get the measurables, you get all of that prior to the combine, go through the interview process, you have a chance to get familiar with the player. He was a fifth-year senior and a guy who initially played receiver at Nebraska, and they moved over to corner. He's got very good ball skills. And I think coming in, you know, corner was an area we wanted to address, and one of the challenges is typically they go pretty quickly. And, you know, just kind of hanging in there, and just we had a couple other players along with him, you know, that we were looking at. But, you know, when you start looking at our division, you start looking at the receivers that we line up against, that size and length, I think, you know, really is necessary with Tampa Bay's receivers now, Atlanta's, you know, those are all guys with real good size. Carolina, of course, yesterday drafted a big receiver. So, you know, you kind of go into it with, hey, what does he do well? We think he's a guy that can play press man. And, you know, his ball skills are something that we also put a value on. He was our highest rated prospect. There was a gap with grades when it comes to corner after the handful of first round prospects, and I'm sure those grades throughout the league were mixed. Then it gets, you know, a little bit more challenging. And you know, Stan, he was someone that was separate from the guys on our board. So it ended up being a good fit for us.
So many times this offseason, whether it's you or Mickey, you got to Seattle, the way their secondary is. It seems like you guys have built a secondary, and then Jean-Baptiste might be somewhat 6'3", you know, similar to like a Browner type that they had. I mean, how much seeing them and playing them, did you want to maybe mold that secondary into
Look, I mean, they've got a fantastic secondary, and we've had a chance to see it firsthand. But I think it was really trying to fit what we're doing. And you know, a year and a half ago, starting before last year's draft, we made an effort to really put a high value on size, and we've been able to do that defensively. Well, it's nothing new. I mean, you go back to the guys that first started playing bump and run. We saw one tonight, Willie Brown and Kent McLuhan back, you know, in the 60s with Oakland. So there have been a lot of great corners in our league that have had size the same way at receiver. Certainly things trend, but you know, and it doesn't get away from a corner maybe who doesn't have that same height. Typically, if they're shorter, you know, you hope that they've got a rare skill set in regards to quickness and agility. But with the receivers we see and with the amount of bump and run coverage that we want to play, I think the longer corner, you know, helps in that regard. So, but I would also say the ball skills are something that are important, because I know offensively, if we feel like we're playing someone who doesn't have those ball skills, there's really not a negative to throw in that direction. You know, it's complete, it's incomplete, or it's pass interference. And so it's when there's a corner that can turn around and catch a football that really, you know, makes you target and locate your passes and makes you very just leery of just indiscriminately throwing it out there. So, you know, he's someone who has those. Yeah, I think every year we've got a we take pretty much the same number of corners to camp every year. Some of the players have been here. Some of them, like Champ, are new to our program, and a rookie like Stan the same way. So it's pretty normal, you know, for our league. When we'll go into training camp, we're going to make sure that we have the correct depth at each position. You know, the depth chart up there has got blank magnets under it that we need to fill either in the draft or tomorrow night after the draft and, you know, get to your 90 number. And now that can be give or take a player. You know, you might go with one extra safety, one less corner, same thing on offense. But veteran players, young players, that competition is pretty much what our league's about. Yeah, you know, he's someone that you spend a lot of time with in really just kind of getting his path. You know, he's someone who went through junior college, then on to Nebraska, from receiver, moved over to corner. You can see some of the ball skills that, you know, in his drills. And then you get to the game tape. You know, I mentioned earlier, we think he's a little bit better in tight coverage or bump and run coverage. And, you know, the key for us is making sure that, you know, we put our players in the best position. I know Rob and his staff will look closely at, hey, what these guys do well. And but his skill set as a young player and what we've seen is something that, you know, you get excited about, especially at that position. Because I mentioned last night, there are certain positions, the pass rushers, the left tackles, the corners, those are harder to find, and they typically go pretty quickly in the draft, especially the first day and a half, 2 days.
He didn't run at the combine.
I tell you what, yeah, well, we better be, right? Yes. When you a lot of times take and compare speed, agility, quickness, there's a give and take, you know. So as the height goes up, you know, you're not going to always find that you have the same three cone score or the same 40 time, but you want to make sure, you know, he's fast enough, and we think he is. You know, we've seen him. Well, you project. I wouldn't say as a returner, but you would. Yeah, you would project. You would project as someone who's obviously. We feel like he's a very willing tackler. He's physical. And so we would project and hope that he's a guy that could play gunner, that could play. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of movement in the second round. Were you tempted to move up, or did you feel like you just wanted to hang on to your picks?
No, we discussed it a couple times during that round. And there was a lot. Typically, and I sensed it today, teams had targeted a player overnight. You know, that they knew going into the day, hey, if this player's there, we're going to make an attempt to go get them. So whether that was a pass rusher, whether that was a running back or lineman, we saw a lot more activity in the second round than we saw yesterday. But in the end, you know, just keeping track of our cloud and how the picks were unfolding, you know, we felt it was our best interest to stay. And we also had an exit strategy just in case the team or two ahead of us had taken him, and we probably would have moved back a little bit and then looked to, you know, make a selection.
Sean, do you think you have enough ammo to get back in the third round if you'd like
to? Yeah, I think you always do. It'd be helpful if I got up there. But yeah, I think it would be to target a player. Well, we really like the LSU runner, and he was right there. It's someone we had discussed and talked about. You know, he's a very productive player, Hyde at Ohio State. I think it just is a fit. It's a matter of what teams are looking for. I don't know Look, there'll be another Adrian Peterson. There'll be another real good player that it's going to be hard to pass up on. And so I think it's just a matter of each team's needs and then how they view or grade a player. But I don't know that that'll be a continuing trend. I think there is a feeling that you can find good running backs later in the draft or possibly in free agency, but that doesn't discount the notion of someone being a really unique, rare skill set of being taken still in the first round. I think that really is just how this class was graded. Yeah, much different. His path is much different. So he's mature. He's soft-spoken. He's someone that is very confident. And yet, I'm encouraged with his time at the position and where he's at in his football game. And he's someone that will still have a lot of growth. And we feel like a guy with a higher ceiling that needs development time at the position. And, you know, he's someone that you can start, though, and build with length, and you can build with ball skills and some of those things.
Can he play inside, outside?
I would project him initially just to get started as at one spot, and especially a guy coming into his third year at the position. All right, thanks.